Bark beetles and forest fires continue to grab the attention of Wyomingites. In fact, many believe that climate change is behind both problems. Butch Blazer is the Deputy Undersecretary for Natural Resources and Environment for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. We sat down with him as he visited with regional foresters in Cheyenne last week. Blazer says beetle kill remains a serious problem in the Rocky Mountain West.
Right now, in this particular area, we're looking at about 1.8 million acres that have been impacted, with about 1.4 million of those acres impacted by the mountain pine beetle. And, you know, this has been coming on for quite some time. And in the year 2007, the decision, because of the major impact that we were starting to see, the decision was made to handle it as a major incident, and to handle it by assigning a incident command team, much like we do a catastrophic wildfire. We assigned an incident command team to handle this bark beetle situation. And as it's turned out, it's worked out very well. The incident commander, in working with all of our partners that are being impacted by this epidemic, have come together and have done a very good job at utilizing the resources at hand to address this epidemic.
Would you talk and inform listeners about some of the strategies you've employed, some of the things that you're doing?
Basically, the strategy outlines how to address three major areas, and those particular areas are safety, recovery of the land, of the acres, and restoring the resiliency to those impacted areas. And of those three, safety is by far the major area that is looked at as the priority, to try and ensure that the people and community infrastructure are protected from the hazards from these bark beetle killed trees.
Obviously, one of the things you've been keeping yourself busy with this summer is putting out fires. And there have been fires, obviously, throughout Wyoming, throughout Colorado in the West, some very high-profile fires. I guess as you're looking at how that process has gone and battling them, what's your assessment so far, and are there any plans in the future that might change things?
Well, again, you know, it just appears that our wildfires are getting more intense. You know, how that relates to a warming climate, I think there's several factors involved here. But again, we're seeing more and more of these catastrophic situations that makes it imperative that we all come together in a very strategic way and have the discussions we need to have to figure out how to address these wildfires.
I'm interested in something else that appears to be happening with the Forest Service. We ran into researchers in a couple of these fires who have gone in after the fact and looking at a lot of things, you know, vegetation impacts, soil impacts, and certainly impacts on wildlife as well. Is that something that's really picked up, and what do you hope to do with that information?
Oh, that it has picked up. It's extremely important because, again, as we've seen these wildfires become more intense, we need to understand how that intensity is impacting the landscapes as we have these burns occur. And so this science, this improved information and data as a result of these catastrophic wildfire situations is extremely important to us, and it's something that we're going to continue to do.
I know there's a lot of discussion on the way fires are attacked. I think in the old days you'd let a lot of fires burn, but with more folks up there, there is more of an aggressive approach to try and, I guess, put them out, but that can be expensive. How are you guys weighing that and talking about that in Washington? What kind of insight can you give us on this very difficult, challenging issue?
Well, something that we're going to continue to build on in the future is a very aggressive approach to wildfire starts, trying to get on top of these fires before they get rolling. And we've had a pretty good percentage rate of being able to do that. And so we want to continue to work on that and to improve upon it. But again, the situations that we have out in our forest, not only our federal forest, but in our forests across the country, that we really do need to work together in a very aggressive way in figuring out how to do the accelerated restoration that we're starting to do on our national forests. The state agencies, through their statewide forest action plans, are looking at identifying priority areas in critical watersheds where they can work with state agencies, work with private landowners. But the key is to do that accelerated restoration across the landscapes.
Deputy Undersecretary Blazer, a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you very much. The job you do is extremely important. Thank you.